listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, Treasure Coast. This is Lifeline Radio live with Landon in the studio. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. Please keep your radio here. We're going to go over some critical things. The topic's going to be, if nothing changes, nothing changes. I love that, don't you? If nothing changes, nothing changes. It's so simple and so true. Listen, I'm going to give you some phone numbers and call letters real quick. Right now, anywhere, call anybody. They can pull us up on the web. So if you're not within radio distance, if you can't go 89.9 on your FM dial, just go WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. Very easy. Click on live broadcast. You'll see an old-fashioned microphone, really cool-looking thing. Just click on that. Live broadcast, hey, you're in. You're listening. I don't care where you're at. Tuscaloosa, I don't care where you're at. Call somebody. Bahamas, Cayman Islands, wake them up. Canada, wake them up. Say, get on there, WCNO.com. He's going to talk about change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Okay? Anytime during the week, same thing. WCNO, click on demand. Right under that cool microphone, you'll see on demand. Click on demand. It comes up. Pick 8:30 Saturday morning. Any 8:30 Saturday morning. It's called Lifeline. Okay, you can do this one or any one for the last however long we've been on here. During the week, if you need us, if you want counsel, which I say us, I work so much, I hardly ever get back to anybody. My dad handles all that. So if you want Bob to counsel you, if you want me, just say so when you do the email. But if you want Bob to help you, if you want Bob to counsel you, trylifeline@gmail.com. That's trylifeline, T-R-Y-L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E. Very easy. trylifeline@gmail.com. And Dr. Bob will get with you, okay? We'll go over how to sow your seed into this ministry at the end, okay? I think we should get on with the teaching and get going so people have an opportunity to call in. I'm going to teach about if nothing changes, nothing changes. And by the way, let me say this on the flip side of that. Okay, if something changes, everything changes. If something changes, everything changes. If the pastor resigns and a new one steps in, everything changes. If your blood pressure goes up, everything changes. If all of a sudden you can't have a stool movement, everything changes. If something changes, everything changes. Okay? All right. If you're walking, let's just say this, and we'll just go back to the if nothing changes, nothing changes. And try to put yourself in these shoes now. Pretend this is you. If I'm walking with Jesus every day and in every way, and my whole life's consumed with him, every second of every day, I just think, Jesus, I read my word. I got it everywhere. I'm praying for people on the streets. I can't get him out of my spirit, out of my heart, out of my mind. If I don't change, I'll stay walking with him. I'm in him and he's in me. Now, reality is there are very few people that are living that way. Seriously, very few. That's a very rare person. There's very few people that truly live that way. If you're honest with yourself and honest before God, you know your own heart and you know the lust thereof and you know the motives and you know the thoughts that come through there. So are you every second with God? Are you every second all about Christ? If so, then don't change. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. But like I said, on the flip side, if something changes, everything changes. Landon and I am such a good dynamic Christian. I've been walking with God forever. I've been singing in the choir for 10 years. All right, so I went out and got drunk last night. Okay, not the end of the world. But here's what happens. You've allowed now, you open the gate, whether it be the back gate, the front gate, the wide gate, the narrow gate, the side yard gate, or the doggy door. You open something and let the enemy come in. So the enemy has now come into your dynamic Christian life and your dynamic Christian walk that's been going on for years. You've sang in the choir for 10 years. And the enemy's been trying for 10 years to creep into your life. And you opened a door and let him in. Now, do you think he just wants to leave right away? Now that he's come in, you think he's going to go, well, you're right. You know, you're a dynamic Christian. I know you got drunk last night and I came into your thoughts and I came into your mind. I changed your thinking. I changed the way you looked at your best friend because you've never seen her through the eyes of drunkenness. So now you're looking at her different. Your insides are beginning to change. Your thought process is beginning to change. Do you think he's going to just leave you alone? He finally got his foot in the door, man. He's working everything. He's called every friend he has to try to take you down now. Try to get you in the road. Try to call you back to have another drink. Try to call you to do something else. He's calling your name in a direction that has never, you've never had to deal with that before. So not only are you inexperienced in this battle, but you've got the master liar and deceiver who's very experienced in this battle now messing with you. He's messing with your mind. He's messing with your head and he's messing with your heart. Let's stop and pray for a second. We'll get right back to it. Father God, here's what we need right now more than anything. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, if you and me confess our sins today, He, Jesus Christ, is faithful and He's just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, from that stupid stuff you did when you were 8, when you were 12, when you were 16, when you shot that bird with a BB gun for no reason sitting in the tree and just killed him out of cold-blooded murder. When you molested the little girl down the street but never told anybody. You know, there's a lot of things we did as kids that are weird. I didn't actually do that. I just made that up just to say, honest to gosh, I did a lot of sick things. But anyway, you know what I mean? We've done some crazy stuff. All right, let's say me. When I was 17, I got this girl pregnant. Drove her down to West Palm Beach to get a full-blown abortion. 17. They shouldn't even let us do it. We weren't even 18 in law. We weren't old enough to sign anything. But I had cash money. Drove to West Palm. Just totally killed a baby for no reason. Just because I was 17. Didn't want to face my parents. I'd rather kill this life than to tell the truth about what we had done. And she agreed too. We both agreed to be murderers. Now I had to deal with that. And you have to deal with God. You got to give that. You can't hold that. See, now I could have gone the rest of my life and never given it to God. That could be my top little secret. Her and I agreed we'd never tell anybody. And it's true. We've never spread that. So, I mean, I could have just gone on, never said nothing. I can't expect the blessing of God in my life. I can't. So, Father God, once again, we just come to you right now. We want to apply 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and you're just, your word says, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you'll restore us back in good standing where we can start again fresh if we confess our sins. You know what that's about? That's not so you can blab all your dirty laundry to somebody. God's trying to clean your heart out. If you have so much pride that you won't humble yourself in your prayer closet and say, God, I've got some issues. I drink when no one knows about it. I have a lot of lustful stuff. I watch pornography. I smoke dope every Saturday with my friend or whatever it is. I'm trying to get on. You can't just play God. You got to tell him, Lord, I wish my husband was dead. I love him. This is the crazy stuff we tell God. I love him. I've been taking care of him for 15 years. He's an invalid. I'm tired. I wish him dead. That's not a good thought. That's not a pure thought. And that's not love. If you've got stuff, you got to deal with it. Father, help us right now. Prick our hearts. Prick our hearts. Prick our spirit today. I want the pride of life swallowed. I want the lust of the eye gone away. Bible says you got a lot of problems, and the two major ones are the lust of our eyes and the pride of life. Lord, strip us from the lust of our eyes. Strip us from the pride of life right now. Humble our hearts that the Holy Spirit would prick everybody within the sound of my voice and just make them emotional. Get them to weep. Let it come out. Get it out of people. All that unconfessed, harbored bitterness and sin that's been in us for so many years, let's get rid of it right now. 221-1100. That's the local number. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we're so grateful that we can apply 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sin to you, that you're faithful and you're just to forgive us. And here's the biggest thing you'll ever have in your life, and to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Father God, we pray this prayer and we ask this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. 221-1100 is the local number to call up here and confess your sin. Get done with it. Use some common sense. Don't get yourself in trouble. You're on live radio. But however you got to say it, okay? Get it off of you. Get it out of you. Receive Jesus today and start forgiveness now. And don't look back. Don't turn back. Don't touch it again. 221-1100. 888-221-1100. 8990 in case you're out of town. 888-221-8990. Most people live in a manner like this. They convince themselves that they're reverent. I'm reverent towards God. I'm respectful towards God. I pray before I eat my meals. And I go to church on Easter and sometimes Christmas. Yeah. I've got a little sin in my life, Landon. But who doesn't? You know, let's get real. Who doesn't? Oh, we've all, the Bible even says, man, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible does say that. Then it says there's no one perfect. And that's in and of yourself. In and of yourself, without Christ, you're far from perfect. You're caught up in the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the sin that controls you. Now, what this means, all have fallen short, all have sinned, it says. We use that as a license to sin. Everybody does it. It's okay. I can do it too. What this verse is telling you is don't be prideful and don't think you're perfect. What it means is don't think you are a perfect human being. Excuse me. See, attack of the enemy, because this is good stuff, man. Don't think you're perfect and you have no sin following you and attached to you as your identity. Okay, don't think you're perfect and you've absolutely no sin attached to your name. That's right, to your name. Saul of Tarsus. Think about this, Saul of Tarsus. When his name would come up, Saul of Tarsus, the murderer, Saul of Tarsus, blasphemer, Saul of Tarsus, hater of God, Saul of Tarsus, he persecutes the Christians. Even when he was in the midst of his conversion and God said, listen, go over there, go down there to Straight Street, find Saul. I want you to lay hands on him that he receive his sight. He said, man, I'm not going over there. That's Saul of Tarsus, Lord. Do you realize who that is? His name. He's a murderer. He hates Christians. He's a persecutor. He's a fighter. He's an angry man. All those things are attached to your name. When your name comes up, and I'll just use Saul of Tarsus, because I don't want to start saying Tom Jones and whoever, because people have those names. I don't want you to think I'm talking to you and get all offended. So when your name comes up in the spirit world, let's just use us. I'll use Bob Allen, because this is us. I can do it. So when Bob Allen comes up in the spirit world, if there was unconfessed and undealt with sin, it would be attached to his name. Like me, say I never dealt with that stuff in the past. When my name comes up in the spirit world, angels and demons alike, okay, they recognize me, but I'm recognized as I'm the guy that took the girl down there to have the abortion. I'm the guy that smoked crack. I'm the guy that just fought profusely, hated people. I'm that guy. They see it, the unconfessed sin follows you all the time until you deal with it. It's easy. 1 John 1:9. Confess it to the Lord and get it out of you, off of you, and defeat the enemy. Until you do that, he's not letting you go. And here's the problem. Listen, somewhere along life's pathway, you and I've sinned. That's the bottom line. You can't say from birth till now, you've never created a sin. Somewhere along life's pathway, you've done some dumb stuff and you've sinned. You've opened that door and you've let the enemy in your life. So that sin is identified as the one you committed. Now, here's the problem with unconfessed sin. That sin is attached to your name forever. In other words, you might be trying to clean yourself up. Maybe you want to quit smoking. Maybe you want to be a better parent. Maybe you're tired of drinking. You want to quit drinking. Maybe you want to stop lying. Every time the boss asks me, I make some crazy excuse. It's no more the truth than anything. It just flies out. God, I wish I could stop that. When I'm a minute late coming home from the store, instead of telling my wife the truth, I stop for a beer. I make up some crazy excuse while I'm chewing gum, looking crazy. She already kissed you and knows you had a beer. You'd be much more respected by her to just tell the truth. But the lie just flies out. The lie just flies out, man. If you have allowed one sin to remain in your life, listen close. If you've allowed, you've not dealt with it, you've not brought it to Christ, one sin, which we know we have multiple. If you think you just got one, you're a little prideful. Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth now. It is always inviting and always trying to keep company with its own kind or with its like kind. That sin is trying to hang around everything else that has the same nature and the same character. Your battle's multiplied because you never kick the one out. You know what I mean? It would be like bringing a rat into your house and say, oh, I'll just have one rat. Let him run around. It'd be cool. Before you know it, you got a bunch of rats. Bring one roach in your house. See what happens. Before you know it, you got a bunch of roaches. It hangs around its own kind. It multiplies. Big time. So after that, okay, listen to this now. Here's the problem now. If you hadn't dealt with it, Here's the bottom line. Are you living for God or are you living for your secret sin? Have you gotten in that perpetual motion where you go through all the motions to look like a normal human being, a good man, a good woman? You go to work, you do your thing, but behind the scenes where no one knows, you stop off for a quickie. You stop off to smoke this. You stop off to drink that. You lie to this person about that. You flipped off the guy on the bridge because he cut you off. But when you get home, you get dressed and you go to Wednesday night church service. I mean, you know, let's just get real. Where are you at, man? Where are you at? Now, after it says all have sinned in Romans 3:23, listen to what it says in 3:24. All have sinned now. So because of that, being justified. This is the action, being justified. This is the road to do it. This is the way you do it. This is the method by Christ. It says in 3:24, the very next verse after it says all have sinned in Romans, it says being justified freely by Jesus's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It didn't give you a plan B. It didn't give you another alternative. The redemption for the dumb stuff that you've done to let the enemy come into your camp and remain there all these years, and the division be there all these years. Okay, you parents who have said things to your children that you shouldn't have had, said verbally, you realize I attacked them way harder. I should have nurtured them better. Because you know why you know that? Because the devil's reminding you. When you screw up, here's the proof that what I'm telling you is right. When you do dumb things like that, and instead of getting the forgiveness, instead of letting Jesus' blood wash over things, the devil's quick to come tell you, you know, if y'all wouldn't have spoke to Johnny that way, if you wouldn't have done him like that, if your husband wouldn't have been so hard on him, he wouldn't be out there doing what he's doing. He wouldn't have left home and never returned. He would have never called again. Because you know why? The devil's doing that. That's not the truth. The truth is there is forgiveness and there's restoration in Christ, but it comes by you getting that stuff out of your life and out of your house. You have to confess this stuff to God and ask him to come in and start to restore. He's the repairer of the breach. He's the restorer of the brokenness. So it says being justified freely by Jesus's grace now through the redemption that you'll only find no other way. It's totally impossible except in Christ Jesus. There is no forgiveness of sin, period, except in Christ Jesus. A good deed doesn't cancel out sin. He is the only one that is the atonement for sin. You got to read it. Check it out real quick in Romans. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We just covered that. 24, being justified freely. Freely. He doesn't even charge you to do it, man. The guy totally wipes your slate clean and charges you nothing. It's a great deal. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth. God did this for you. He set him forth to be the atonement that through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of those sins we just talked about. Ready? That are past. That's what it says. To declare God's righteousness or Jesus Christ's righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Doesn't matter how long ago they were. If they're in you and you've never dealt with them, they're still hanging around you. You might not see them. You put them away for so long, you don't realize. So you're dealing with a battle with something you think is this person over here or this problem over here, but it's not. It's that thing you did 25 years ago that you've never dealt with that allowed sin and allowed Satan's dominion and his enemies to come in your camp, and you've never dealt with them. They've hung around you so long, you don't even see them no more. They're so slick, you don't even know they're there. He says, through forbearance of God. So here you go, ready? To declare Jesus' righteousness for the remission of your sins that are in the past. That's what you need to do today. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm giving you verse after verse, scripture after scripture, to back it and prove it. Once you believe in Jesus, okay, he becomes the justifier for your past sins, that you might become the righteousness, of God through Jesus Christ. John 14:6 says this. Jesus said this. This is Jesus' words out of his mouth. He said, I am the way. I looked it up in the Greek. Check it out. It means the road or the highway. So you have to travel through life somehow or another. And you can travel on the I am the way, which is Jesus Christ, as your road and your highway, or you can do it your own way. There's only two choices. You're in Christ or you're not. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus was the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Romans 6:12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. How can he possibly say that? Because if you get on the road with Christ, he forgives it, gets rid of it, and guards and protects you that sin doesn't reign in your mortal body. You don't think those thoughts. Your heart doesn't utter those things. Let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. In other words, if you were perverted towards women as a child, now pay attention, I'm almost about to wind this up, because I'm going to give time for you to call in today. You're going to deal with this. You need to, I'm pushing you because no one else is going to. You can deal with it. You can live with it the rest of your life. You can go another 30 years if you want to. I know it don't feel good, and you know it don't feel good. You're hearing me, and you're getting pricked right now. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. In other words, if you were perverted towards women as a child, you still are today. But it's your little secret. That's what makes it so sick. The devil's got you so deceived, you think, well, if I just keep it a secret, I'm cool. No, he's got you bound in it. If you give it to Christ, you'll be free from it. In other words, if you were perverted towards women as a child, you still are today. If you had homosexual experiences as a young woman or young man, guess what? You still deal with that. In your mind, you battle that. Every now and then, you look at the same sex and have a weird thought. And you're going, whoa, where'd that come from? You never dealt with it. Deal with it, man. You still battle it today, but it's your little secret. You don't want to tell nobody. Of course not, because the Bible says confess your sins. 1 John says, if you confess, he'll forgive you. So why do you think the devil would want you to keep it a secret? It's the absolute opposite of finding forgiveness. If you keep it a secret, he's got you bound till you go to the grave, man. Get free from that joker. Stop messing with him. He's no good. You may be trying to quit drinking, but you can't. Because one of those things I mentioned above, your perverted stuff towards women, your homosexual experiences, your multiple masturbations with pornography, whatever your thing is, all right, rather be now, rather be in the past, you might be trying to deal with something today. Like, say I'm trying to quit smoking, but I can't. Because why? Why? Because the things I mentioned. You can't order one sin to go. You can't say, well, smoking, I don't want to deal with you anymore. I don't want the smoke to come into my body. I don't want to give myself cancer. I don't want to destroy myself and take the very breath of life from my lungs day after day. I'm tired of this. I want to quit this. But guess what? You can't order that to go and then allow the past to remain at home. You can't say, well, when I was a child, I watched a lot of pornography. I looked at a lot of, just say guys today, they're 15, 16. When you were kids, you looked at Hustler magazines and Playboys. Now you're 50 or 60, you're on the internet. Why? It just progressed. You never dealt with the magazines when you were 10 years old, 15 years old. You know, you can't allow the sin to stay home and then tell the other one, well, you got to go. Sin, you got to go, but you can stay. It don't work that way. They're a partnership. They're a team. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Listen to me real quick. We're going to wind it up. I want you to call, and I want you to call now. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. That's a heavy statement. So it doesn't matter if you did it 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or yesterday. He that committeth sin is of the devil. I'm reading it right out of the Bible. 1 John 3:8. Don't take my word. Please look at it. He that committeth sin is of the devil, because the devil sins from the beginning. It's his whole purpose in life to sin and get you to do so. For this very purpose was Jesus Christ manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. There you go. I'm going to end right there. You need to call right now. 221-1100. End it. Stop holding on to that thing you did 25 years ago. Stop holding. It's ridiculous to hang on to them sins from the past. 221-1100. If you want to be made free, Christ's the only one that can make you free. 1-800-221-8990. 1-800-221-8990. If the devil's whispering in your ear right now, no, I can't do that. I can't do this live. It's live, man. Oh, no way. I hear him, but I'll just confess it to God on my own, because I can't deal with that. I can't have people knowing my business, man. I can't have people knowing my business. I can't. Oh, my God. What would it do to me? What would they think of me? Then listen, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'm going to give you another chance. Bob will help you. Bob will walk you through it. trylifeline@gmail.com. I need to get to the sow seed, but let's stick on this subject. I'll give it to you at the end where you can sow your seed to this ministry. trylifeline@gmail.com if you're too scared to call here. I'm telling you right now, 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sin, Jesus Christ is faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 3:8 says, for this very purpose, Jesus Christ was manifest. He came here to the earth that he might destroy the works of the devil. Good morning, Lifeline Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is David.
David, how are you? This is Landon. Good to hear from you, man. I'm proud of you for calling.
Yeah, I was listening in my car and you're preaching.
Yes, sir. You ready to be made free by Christ?
Yeah.
I know you got some stuff in the past. Yeah. I can tell by your voice. And you already believe in God, but you got some stuff you never dealt with, right?
Yeah.
I can tell. I can tell you're a godly man or trying to be a godly man. Just by your voice, man, it's weird. The Lord's showing me. Do you want to confess it, or do you want to just confess it to him yourself, and I'll just agree with you?
Yeah, that should be good.
Okay, make sure you confess it, though, okay? You don't have to do it live on the air, I understand. But it's very important that you say to him specifically, God, I'm sorry, whatever it was. He already knows. You're not fooling God. It can be the most disgusting thing, or it can be another thing. He saw it anyway. He knows what you did. So make sure you tell him specifically, because you don't want to leave any doors open for the devil, okay?
Yeah.
I wish I had time for that teaching, but it's very important to be specific so the devil can't creep around what you said and make it where you didn't really deal with your subject, okay? All right. Father, this is David on the phone. He's serious, I can tell. He had the nerve to call. He's ready to defeat the enemy. He's tired of the sin that he's done, and I don't think it was even recently, really. He might have done some dumb things, but I think there's a big one in your past that you're dealing with in your mind. But anyway, Father, help us. Forgive us. You said in your word, 1 John 1:9, if you'll confess your sins, I'm faithful, you said, and I'm just, and I'll forgive you, Landon. I'll forgive David. I'll forgive everybody if they'll do that. And I'll cleanse them from all unrighteousness. We thank you. We cleave to that, and we claim that right now, 1 John 1:9. Father, David, you did a great thing, son. Thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. David, the Lord heard this prayer because we agreed. There's a prayer of agreement here. There's a covenant before God. That's how God works. So I want you now, when you get off this phone, you go ahead and get specific with him and get this thing out of your life right now before the devil comes to you and says, don't worry about it. God knows your thoughts. No, that don't count, man. God says you confess it. So you confess it, okay?
Yeah. All right. I have a question. Is there any way to contact you and me personal? Or is this your phone?
No. You want to contact me personally?
Yes.
I'm going to switch you back over to the lady on the switchboard. Give her your phone number, and I'll call you and give you my number. I don't want to give my number out on the air. So I'll call you personally and give it to you, okay?
All right, thanks.
Can we do that? Or do you,
Yeah.
I can't switch it back over? All right, listen to me real quick. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Oh, do me a favor, dude. I got to sign off. Hold on a minute, okay? Let me put you on hold for 2 minutes. Deal? Hang on, David. Hang on. All right. Listen, folks, it's time to sign off the air, so I got to give a couple things real quick. I hated to put David on hold, but it's easier. Then I can get off the air, give him my number, we can exchange things, I can try to help this guy. That's what we're here for, man. It's a lifeline. Use us. So do this ministry, too. If you want to see us stay on the air, it costs money every time we walk in here. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. TryLifeline@gmail.com is your connection for help. Dr. Bob's always there. He's retired. He'll get back to you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. He's a brilliant man. He's been walking with the Lord, I don't know, almost 50 years now. All right? Sow your seed to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I don't care if it's $5 or $10. Whatever's good, whatever God puts on your heart, you can give a ton or you can give a little. Everything helps. And just by releasing that money, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. All right, we got to go. Listen, I love you. This is Landon for Lifeline Ministry signing off. Don't forget, you got to get in your word and you got to release this stuff to Jesus. And if you don't get to know him through that word, you don't have anything to stand on. The word is the power of life in this world. Do not forget that. Remember, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So change something today by this word of God. I love you. I appreciate you. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.